Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I see your menu and your prices are fine, but I really am looking for something literally priceless. Maybe in the Louvre, and we can steal it.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. You're like my best friend and also the guy that I know who likes heists more than anybody else on this planet. How you doing, man?
I'm good, and I love a good heist. Part of that is because they're so interesting to me. They make fantastic movies, but also, most of the time, nobody dies.
I don't know what I was doing the day that I saw this article come out, and I immediately thought, oh, I'm sure Jamie already knows about this one. And after I thought about you, I immediately thought of Ocean's 11, maybe the best heist movie of all time, in my opinion.
I mean, is this Ocean's 14? I don't know.
Dude, this is a good one, so why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so we are literally recording this the day it happened. Earlier today, on Sunday, October 19th, 2025, we're heading to the Louvre, which is a former royal palace and maybe the world's most famous museum. The Winged Victory is there. The Mona Lisa is there. There's a 500,000 things in this museum, 35,000 of them on display, millions of visitors each year, and it was robbed in broad daylight. It opens at 9, so it opened at 9 this morning. Around 9:30 a.m., a team of thieves used a basket lift, a ladder, and broke in through a window, getting into the Apollo Gallery, and then they stole some Napoleon-era French crown jewels that they say are literally priceless.
This is absolutely insane, and if that didn't sound like the beginning of a great movie, well, then listen to this. Of course, investigators were all over this. It took only 4 to 7 minutes from start to finish. They came in, they smashed the display cases, they loaded it up with loot, and then they got on their motorbikes and fled away before security could even respond.
How cool is that?
The motorcycle scene. The motorcycles, I mean, that's like out of the best crime movie. But in this, 4 to 7 minutes, that's not a very long time. I mean, you're not coming in through the front door, walking upstairs. I mean, you're getting on bucket lifts and ladders, and it's insane.
Literally, like, smash and grab.
This has to have been so planned out that it is insane. So you mentioned that these were just so valuable. I mean, Napoleon's wife was the empress who once wore these things. I don't know how you get stuff off the black market, but that's where these are going.
That's exactly where they're going, and these folks are going to be rich.
No one was physically hurt, but Jamie, I'm like, I love history, and I love, you know, preserving relics and preserving history. So for me, my heart's broke that something so not even valuable, but so historically relevant could be gone, and God only knows where it ends up. So that's the devastating part, is not the money lost, but the history that's lost.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to buy that and then, you know, turn it back in, you know?
Right. And what are you going to do? I mean, people just want to own these things because they're going to grow in value and you can sell them later. They actually did find the crown of the Empress, and it was recovered near the museum, was badly damaged. So that's, I don't know if ruined is the right word, but there's some.
So they like dropped the crown?
They dropped the crown. So that's a.
I wonder if they were. I'm sure they had gloves on, but I wonder if there's any forensic evidence that would be on that they could ascertain.
Yeah, I wonder any kind of DNA or fabrics or anything like that. That could be the thing that gets them caught. As of now, there are absolutely no leads to this. I'm with you in that I hate to see history be gone. I wish if this was just like valuable jewels that, I mean, didn't represent anything except monetary value, I think I could, I think I could cheer for these guys. Is that bad?
Yeah, a little bit. But my question is, this is the Louvre and it's 9:30 in the morning. This is not a nighttime like B&E. This is, if there's ever a place where you should be on high alert all the time, maybe it's the Louvre. it has the Mona Lisa. It has so many historical, like, one-of-a-kind things. Wouldn't this place be one of the most secure places on Earth?
You would think so. And the director of it has been commenting in recent months just that the building needs upgrades, but that was more in the context of, like, we need new pipes, we need this and that. I don't think security was necessarily on that list, but obviously it should have been. And you're right. If we're not protecting these things, like you said, it's not a nighttime heist at the Lexington, Kentucky Museum of Appalachian stuff. Like, yeah, this is high price.
Like you said, we're recording this the day of. So, of course, in the next few days, more information could be available. But let's call it right now. Is this an inside job? Is this someone from the inside who has at least brought in people from the outside and given them what they need to have access to this?
Great question, because it was obviously super well researched. They knew the exact entry point. They knew exactly how to get into the cases where they stole the things from and get out. So they had to have some information. Now, was it given to them somebody?
They could have completely cased it. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you know, who knows? I'm going to say no, but I kind of hope so, because that makes it more interesting.
And it sounds like this was not just a ladder, but this was like one of those bucket lifts. I mean, am I mistaken? No,
and there are pictures of this. Like, so, you can find pictures of this because it was on the outside of the Louvre.
Was there like a crew using one of those and they saw that as their opportunity, or did they drive this bad boy up to the Louvre?
It looks like they brought it in themselves and they took off on motorcycles.
They need some boys from Tennessee and Kentucky to be the security for the Louvre. Because I guarantee no shenanigans like that would ever happen.
We see that thing pull up. We're going out there. We're like, how big a feller are you? What are you doing?
You're
going
to have Jim Bob in a dumpster just on high alert all day long. You know? I mean,
this is just unbelievable to me. And like you said, if it wasn't history, I think I could get on board with, I don't know, let me help these guys out. But it is bad. We'd love to have this stuff back. And by all means, beef up your security.
Can I throw an idea out for you, a business idea here, or do you want me to wait till bless their hearts?
No, let's have it.
There's breakout rooms. What if we did a break-in room where we have like this precious jewelry in the middle of, you know, a room, and you have to, from the outside, get in, pass all of our surveillance and stuff, and then get out with it, and then you're the winner.
It's like a heist test. Like, we're training people to join our heist crew.
That's a good idea.
That is.
All right. Well, we're going to get to work on that.
If any investors want to help out, truecrimecast@gmail.com, and we will get to you immediately if you're willing to invest in our new break-in room idea.
All right. We love you guys.
It's been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.